Penelitian yang dilakukan oleh Lembaga Penelitian Pollinate untuk SBS menggambarkan pandangan 2.000 orang pada aspek yang berbeda dari apa artinya menjadi warga Australia. Penelitian ini melihat apa yang warga Australia inginkan, apa yang mendorong mereka, dan bagaimana sikap ini berbeda antara migran generasi pertama dan warga Australia yang lahir di sini. Bagian dari penelitian ini melihat ke dalam komunitas dengan 16 kelompok bahasa yang berbeda, yang terdiri dari 3 generasi keluarga yang berbicara tentang bagaimana pandangan mereka tentang Australia dan bagaimana pandangan ini berbeda antara generasi. Strategi manager dengan tim kemitraan SBS, John Turnbull, mengatakan, penelitian ini mengungkapkan migran generasi pertama merasa lebih optimis tentang kehidupan mereka daripada warga yang lahir di Australia.
We spoke to them about how they felt about a number of markers, including whether they felt they had a bright future. The difference there was about 15 to 20%. Migrants felt that they had a bright future as opposed to people who were born here. The fact that they've got the life that they'd always worked for, that was a really nice marker. It was really a pronounced difference that, you know, the people who had worked so hard to get here really appreciated the environment that they had.
Penelitian ini juga menjelajahi perubahan atas gagasan tradisional tentang identitas Australia. Penelitian tersebut menemukan mereka yang memegang gagasan tradisional pada berbagai isu memiliki 13% lebih sedikit kecemasan tentang masa depan mereka daripada mereka yang menganggap diri mereka sebagai progresif. Adapun mereka yang lahir di Australia, penelitian tersebut menemukan tingkat yang lebih tinggi atas kecemasan tentang masa depan daripada migran generasi pertama. Sedangkan non-migran menunjukkan mereka memiliki 11% kemungkinan lebih kecil untuk merasa aman tentang masa depan atau mempercayai orang lain. John Turnbull menjelaskan,
Australian-born people tend to be a little less trusting of people they meet and, you know, related to that, perhaps not as optimistic for the future. And in fact, there is an anxiety that's going through the Australian-born community and a bit of a separation from the Australian identity. And it's around those big Australian events like Australia Day, like Anzac Day, the complexity that goes around those, you know, can make it difficult for people who understand the breadth of the issues to really celebrate them. And, you know, the good thing for migrants is they don't necessarily have all of that baggage there of Invasion Day. They can just go out and really celebrate being Australian.
Peter Dokas adalah ketua komunitas Dewan Etnis dari New South Wales yang menyediakan advokasi, pendidikan, dan pengembangan komunitas migran dan etnik. Ia mengatakan bahwa ia tidak terkejut dengan temuan dari penelitian tersebut. Dan ia mengatakan ia telah mengamati sikap serupa dalam urusan sehari-hari oleh berbagai komunitas etnis. Namun ia memperingatkan bahwa tidak semua kelompok memiliki pandangan terhadap optimisme yang sama.
We deal with communities that have that had their big waves of migration much earlier, so in the 50s and 60s, and all, as well as recent arrivals. So there is this the energetic nature of the first generation migrants and their kids. So we do see that. And we do see a bit of a problem, though, with particularly new arrivals, especially those from a refugee background, and some of the rhetoric that's floating around now. It spawns a little bit of fear and cynicism in them, but generally they're quite energetic and quite happy to be here.
Mr. Dokas mengatakan dengan sentimen anti-imigran menyapu Eropa. Namun, ia menambahkan bahwa hasil survei menunjukkan ketahanan warga Australia terhadap pandangan multikulturalisme tersebut.
It may be a feel-good article, but I think it's very important because having people that have arrived recently being happy, having people that are here that have just moved to Australia being energetic and willing to contribute is one of those things that differentiates us from the countries in Europe who are seeing a real reaction to multiculturalism.
Persentase yang lebih tinggi dari migran yang disurvei melihat mereka yang membantu anak-anak mereka untuk mencapai potensi maksimal pada tingkat yang sangat penting yaitu 53% dibandingkan dengan 40% pada warga yang lahir di Australia. Sebuah pekerjaan yang dibayar dengan baik juga secara signifikan lebih penting untuk migran generasi pertama. Profesor Asosiasi dari Universitas Adelaide, Alex Riley, adalah seorang ahli di bidang migrasi dan kewarganegaraan. Ia mengatakan bahwa migran lebih mungkin untuk merangkul berbagai kesempatan kerja dan kewirausahaan daripada mereka yang lahir di Australia. Penelitian tersebut juga menyangkut warga yang lahir di Australia kurang optimis tentang masa depan mereka. Profesor Asosiasi Riley mengatakan, kepuasan perlu ditangani oleh sistem pendidikan untuk memastikan Australia akan tetap kompetitif.
And I think it's a real concern for us in terms of how we're educating children. There's no doubt that from the post-World War II, times in Australia have been booming and people have got very used to having a high standard of living, having work that is at a manageable level in terms of how many hours need to be worked to have that standard of living. And as we become more and more involved in the global world and when there are places where people are prepared to work far harder to not have such a high level standard of living, then unfortunately, perhaps, Australia is going to get caught up in that and going to be harder to maintain the expectations that we've certainly grown up with in the future.
Ia mengatakan peneliti Australia terus mengeksplorasi perubahan pola migrasi di sini dan di seluruh dunia.
I think there's a general recognition that migrants contribute a lot to this country. On the other hand, we have a great deal of concern and fear around refugees, even though refugees, of course, are ultimately really good economic contributors to the country as well. So there are different attitudes in different ways, and there's lots of people trying to unpack exactly what's going on there.